light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Sober Diaries is Claire Pooley's candid, witty account of her first year without alcohol, told in breezy diary entries that feel like texts from a wise and hilarious friend. A former advertising executive and mother of three, Pooley begins by confronting the polished myth she presented to the world and the messy reality that lived behind wine o'clock. What follows is a month-by-month chronicle of cravings, awkward social firsts, sugar binges, new rituals, and the slow, luminous return of sleep, energy, and self-respect. Along the way, life throws a serious health scare into the mix, adding urgency and perspective to her experiment. Part memoir, part practical guide, and entirely human, the book shows how one honest decision can ripple outward into family, work, health, and purpose. With humor, heart, and zero preachiness, Pooley offers a trustworthy companion for anyone curious about life on the other side of drinking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, facing the truth and choosing day one, Pooley opens by dismantling the myth of the high-functioning drinker who has everything under control. She tallies the units, the cost, the anxiety, and the shrinking life concealed behind witty self-deprecation. Moderation experiments fail because they keep alcohol at the center. So she chooses day one and creates an anonymous blog to build accountability and find connection. This brave move reframes change from punishment to self-respect. By describing shame, 3 a.m. wake-ups, and the relentless bargaining of the mind, Pooley normalizes the messy middle many readers occupy, the space between obvious dependence and casual social drinking. She shows how honest measurement and public commitment strengthen resolve, and why neat labels matter less than results. The early pages teach a crucial lesson. You do not need to wait for a dramatic rock bottom. You can decide with clear eyes, stack the odds in your favor, and begin. That shift from secret struggle to open action is the fulcrum of the entire story. Secondly, Early Sobriety Toolkit and the First 90 Days. The first 3 months are a crash course in brain chemistry, habit loops, and practical logistics. Pooley swaps old evening cues for soothing rituals, fancy alcohol-free drinks, hot baths, early nights, and pre-planned treats. She learns the craving curve often peaks and fades within minutes, so delay and distraction beat willpower alone. Hunger, anger, loneliness, and tiredness become red flags to address fast. Sugar spikes appear as the brain hunts for dopamine. She manages them with kinder nutrition rather than shame. Movement, fresh air, and better sleep compound into steadier moods. Social scripts help. I am not drinking tonight, or sparkling water with lime, please. She leans into online community where hundreds share tips and celebrate small wins. Crucially, she explains how habit science works in plain language, uncoupling alcohol from relaxation by pairing the same cue with a healthier routine, then savoring the reward. The result is a portable toolkit that turns white-knuckle evenings into manageable, even pleasant nights. Thirdly, relationships, identity, and social life without alcohol. Quitting changes the dance with partners, friends, colleagues, and the self. Pooley navigates a spouse who must meet a slightly different person in the evenings, and friends who expect Party Claire to show up on demand. She builds boundaries with kindness. She arrives early, leaves when needed, keeps a glass in hand, and declines explanations she does not owe. Work events and dinners expose how default many spaces are to alcohol. She counters with preparation and a sense of humor. Parenting shifts too. She models honesty at age-appropriate levels, shows up for mornings without fog, and replaces performative perfection with presence. The book follows social firsts, weddings, holidays, dinners, and reveals the payoff of authentic connection that does not require a buzz. Identity evolves from drinker who is trying to be good to non-drinker living well. That reframing matters. It removes martyrdom and creates pride. Relationships deepen, some drift, and the reader sees how a clear-minded life attracts the right company. Fourthly, health wake-up. Fear, medicine, and resilience. Mid-journey, Pooley discovers a breast lump and enters a blur of scans, surgery, and waiting rooms. Sobriety becomes more than a lifestyle tweak. It is a foundation that steadies her through fear. Clear sleep, calmer moods, and supportive community make it easier to make decisions, advocate in appointments, and accept help. She does not claim a neat cause and effect between alcohol and illness, yet she faces the evidence that alcohol is a known risk factor and chooses to stack her odds toward health going forward. The narrative offers hard-earned perspective. Life is unpredictable, so build daily practices that increase resilience. She leans on gentle routines, rest, nourishing food, walks, and laughter, and allows vulnerability to replace bravado. The health thread adds depth to the book. It shows sobriety is not simply subtracting a beverage, it is adding capacity for real life. The reader comes away with gratitude for an approach that prepares the mind and body for both ordinary days and storms. Lastly, designing a life you do not need to escape. As the months pass, Pooley pivots from not drinking to intentional living. Creativity returns. She writes daily, reconnects with purpose, and eventually turns a private blog into a book that helps thousands. Mornings become a sanctuary of energy and focus. She counts the money saved, the hours reclaimed, and the peace gained from keeping promises to herself. Joy shifts from big nights out to small delights. Coffee at dawn, long walks, reading with attention, cooking that is actually tasted. She also addresses maintenance. Complacency can creep in, so she builds safeguards. Play the tape forward, mark sober milestones, keep community close, and treat sobriety as a treasured asset. The message is expansive. You are not missing out. You are opting into presence, clarity, and choice. By demonstrating how new habits, meaningful work, and authentic fun interlock, Pooley proves the goal is not endless self-denial. It is building a rich, sustainable life where alcohol simply does not fit. In conclusion, The Sober Diaries is ideal for gray area drinkers, sober curious readers, overwhelmed parents, high-achieving professionals, and anyone who senses alcohol takes more than it gives. It is also valuable for partners and friends who want to understand this change without lectures. You will find compassion, laughter, and dozens of practical tactics presented through a story you want to keep reading. The diary format delivers real-time honesty about cravings, slip risks, and wins, so advice never feels abstract. Compared with many recovery books, Pooley's blend of British wit, family life, and a serious health curveball offers rare relatability and depth. Buy this if you want a road-tested companion that makes change feel possible today, not someday. The benefits can touch every corner of life. Better sleep, lighter mood, more time, stronger relationships, and a clearer sense of purpose. You are not buying pages about saying no. You are investing in the tools and mindset to say yes to the life you actually want. If you would like to support Claire Pooley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Tree, better life begins in a book.